Hi there. Welcome to another chapter of the tree version of the Earth in Tune radio show. I'm your host, Janice. This is a show that features music that mentions something about Earth or nature. And this is the second chapter of the tree version of the show. Much has been in the news about women's rights, and I want to start the show by recognizing women. I read Heather Cox Richardson's blog. She is a historian and has recently posted how our courts have never taken a civil right away before now. Women make up 50% of the population, or a little bit more. So it's a big deal when a group that size loses some autonomy. The song Shaking the Tree by Yasur Nador is about women's rights. He was born in 1959 in Senegal. He is a singer, songwriter, musician, composer, actor, businessman, and politician. He started performing at the age of 12 in Senegal. Nador became a powerful cultural icon, actively involved in social issues. He has over 40 albums. The album The Lion was released in 1989 and was his first album to be distributed internationally. And Shaking the Tree was one of its successful singles.
Thank you. keep floating down the river, but the ocean never comes. And since the operation, I heard you're breathing just for one. Now everything's imaginary, especially what you love. You left another message, said it's done. It's done. When I hear beautiful music, it's always from another time. Old friends I never visit, will I remember what they're like? Standing on a doorstep full of nervous butterflies, waiting to be asked to come inside. Just come inside. But I keep going out, and I can't sleep next to a stranger when I'm coming down. 8 a.m. my heart's beating too loud, too loud. Don't be so amazing, or I'll miss you too much. Felt something that I had never touched. Everything gets smaller now the further that I go. Towards the mouth and the reunion of the known and the unknown. Consider yourself lucky if you think of it as home. You can move mountains with your misery if you don't. Well, if you don't. Comes to me in fragments, even though still split in two. Under the eaves of that old lime tree, I stood examining the fruit. Some were ripe and some were rotten. I felt nauseous with the truth. There will never be a time more opportune. So I just won't be late. The window closes, shock rolls over in a tidal wave. And all the color drains out of the frame. So pleased with a daydream, that now living's no good. I took off my shoes and walked into the woods. I felt lost and found with every step I took.
That last song was performed by Arizona native Linda Ronstadt. I highlighted her in the 20th chapter of the water version of the show. She was born in 1946 and started her music career at 21 years old. She was popular to country music as well as rock and roll fans. The song Mr. Radio is off of her Get Closer album of 1982, an album with moderate success. The song is about living in the South part of the U.S. at a time when radio was the only source of information on the outside world. This next song is Not a Pretty Girl by Ani DiFranco from her 1995 album of the same name, produced by Righteous Babe Records. Born Angela DiFranco in Buffalo, New York, she is a huge proponent of voting and voting rights. She started writing her own songs at the age of 14 and has over 20 albums. DiFranco supports many social and political movements by performing benefit concerts, appearing on benefit albums, and speaking at rallies. Through the Righteous Babe Foundation, DiFranco has backed grassroots cultural and political organizations supporting causes including abortion rights and LGBTQ visibility. She writes songs addressing racism, sexism, sexual abuse, homophobia, reproductive rights, poverty, and war. Her activism made her popular with politically active college students, fueled mostly by personal contact and word of mouth rather than the mainstream media. DiFranco came out as bisexual in her 20s. On the subject of religion, I can relate to her sentiments, and she states, quote, "Well, I'm not a religious person myself. I'm an atheist. I think religion serves a lot of different purposes in people's lives, and I can recognize the value of that. You know, the value of ceremony, the value of community, or even just having a forum to get together to talk about ideas, about morals. That's a cool concept. But then, of course, institutional religions are so problematic." Unquote. In 2006, she received the Woman of Courage Award from the National Organization for Women and was one of the first musicians to receive the award. In 2009, DiFranco received the Woody Guthrie Award for being a voice of positive social change.
That is not what I do. I ain't no damsel in distress, and I don't need to be rescued. So put me down, punk. Wouldn't you prefer a maiden fair? Isn't there a kitten stuck up a tree somewhere? But it seems like I've got everyone fooled. Every time I say something they find hard to hear, they chalk it up to my anger and never to their own fear. Imagine you're a girl just trying to finally complain, knowing full well they prefer you were dirty and smile. Stuck up a tree somewhere. And generally my generation wouldn't be caught dead working for the man. And generally I agree with them. Trouble is you gotta have yourself an alternate plan, and I have earned my disillusionment. I have been working all of my life, and I am a patriot. I have been fighting the good fight. And what if there are no damsels in distress? What if I knew that and I called your bluff? Don't you think every kitten figures out how to get down? Whether or not you ever show up. Be a pretty girl. I wanna be more than a pretty girl.
Same old thing as yesterday. door to my mind. And then I spoke. I counted all of the good things you are. And that list of charms was longer than my chain of broken hearts. When the day was done, I figured I had already lost. From the start, from the start, I was gonna love you till the end of all daytime, and I was gonna keep all our secret signs and alibis. I was made to believe that our love will grow old. We were gonna live in a treehouse and make babies, and we were gonna bury our ex-lovers and their ghosts. Baby, we were made of gold. So many times we drank fine wine in one swallow. Painted our walls bright yellow. And still that list of charms was longer than my chain of broken hearts. And when the day was done, I figured I had already lost. From the start, from the start, I was gonna love you till the end of all daytime, and I was gonna keep all our secret signs and our love of us. I was made to believe that our love would grow old. We were gonna live in a treehouse and make babies, and we were gonna bury our ex-lovers and their ghosts. Baby, we were made of gold.
That last song was a Treehouse song by Anna Brun from her 2008 album, A Changing of the Seasons. She was born Anna Brunvoll in 1976 in Norway and is a singer, songwriter, and musician. She currently resides in Sweden. Since 2003, she has recorded 10 albums, 8 of which are studio albums of original material. Keeping with being in a tree, this next song is Two Chairs and One Tree by Brother from the Out From Under album of 2010. The song speaks to the simple things in life, imagining and also feeling happy for who you are with. Angus Richardson has been playing music as Brother since 1992. Richardson, along with Aka Dickerson, make up the Southern Oregon duo known as Brother. Angus is from Australia and Aka is from Alaska. They are raising their sons together and performing their independent Celtic brand of music throughout the region.
What you wanna be, say it's fine for you, no time for me. I'm happy in your backyard, you and me, two chairs and one tree. Come down.
with me, come down. Come down another round, but I only feel like slowing down here. It's so clear now where we should be going.
No!
That last song was Tree by Sebado from their 1999 album, The Sebado, their seventh studio album. Sebado is an indie rock band formed in 1986 in Massachusetts, consisting of the trio Lou Barlow, Jason Lowenstein, and Bob D'Amico. Apparently, they are no longer touring together as of the start of the pandemic. Barlow has taken on a solo career. The song is another one about relationships and making memories. This next song is Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. Formed in 1968 in London, Led Zeppelin is one of the most popular bands of their time. The band broke up when the drummer John Bonham died. The other members, Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, and John Paul Jones, went on to other musical ventures and solo careers. The song was released in 1971 on their Led Zeppelin IV album and is hailed as one of the greatest rock songs of all time. The acoustic intro is very similar to the song Taurus, which was written by guitarist Randy California, whom I mentioned as songwriter for Nature's Way from last week's show. California never took any legal action against Led Zeppelin. Although there are many different interpretations of the song, one line of the song is reportedly taken from Plant's captivation of J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, where the lyrics of "Rings of smoke through the trees" originates. In a 2002 interview, Plant described a trip to the Oregon coast where he was station surfing in his rental car after a solo performance in Portland and was impressed with the non-mainstream listener-supported music station in Portland. He donated $10,000 to the radio station during a pledge drive after the disc jockey solicited donations by promising the station would never play Stairway to Heaven. When asked later for the reason why, Plant replied that it wasn't that he didn't like the song, but he'd heard it before. "Hey, Robert, if you are station surfing in Oregon, I won't play this song again if you'd like to donate." Well, we've come to the end of the show after a few more songs. I hope you enjoyed the selections. If you have an original song that mentions tree and would like to be featured on the show, email me, janice@umpquawatersheds.org. That wraps up this chapter of the tree version of the show. Next week, I'll have another show filled with songs that mention tree. This has been Earth in Tune on 99.7 KQUA, and I'm your host, Janice. There's a sign on the wall.
but she wants to be sure. 'Cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiving. Stand long and the